Hello, Juanita. I'm so sorry. It's Jennifer again. I think we lost connection.
Okay.
I was just asking about your race. Are you white, African American, Hispanic?
African American.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Chances are 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Probably vote. Thank you. What is your age?
My age?
Yes.
97.
Wow, you sound pretty young.
Pretty old, you mean?
No, not at all. Not at all. You sound pretty young. Alrighty. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
Most likely will vote.
Okay. What number would you give to that? How motivated are you? You can use from 0 to 10.
10.
Extremely motivated, okay? Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not closely at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat closely, thank you. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Thank you. All right. Juanita, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Would that be dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? I have some options. You can pick one of the options. The COVID pandemic, Republicans in Congress, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big business and corporate pricing, gauging and greed, the Biden administration and their policies.
Biden administration.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress to focus on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. That will give you a list. And for each of this one, you can just tell me if this is not important at all, somewhat important, or extremely important for your member of Congress to focus on. To start, I have fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
5.
Somewhat important, okay. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
What was the right question?
Yes. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
Protecting abortion.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that that is important for the member of Congress to focus on? Do you think that it's not important or is extremely important?
It is important.
Extremely important? Or what number would you give from 0 to 10?
5.
Thank you. Creating a pathway to citizenship or undocumented immigrants.
I didn't understand that one, sweetheart.
Yeah, let me repeat it. Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, that's fine. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
Oversight.
Okay, so what number will you give from 0 to 10?
10.
Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism from 0 to 10?
5.
Reducing gun violence?
I'm not sure about that one either.
Okay, that's okay. That's okay. Remember that there is no right or wrong answer. This is just based on your perception.
5.
Thank you. Moving on. Switching gears a little. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. And do you approve? And do you approve or disapprove of the way Democrats in the U.S. Senate are handling their job? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approved.
Oh, somewhat approved. Thank you. Now, I like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. So, on a scale from 0 to 100, how do you feel about Joe Biden?
I'll say 50.
Thank you. What about the U.S. Supreme Court?
25.
Mitch McConnell?
Yes.
What number would you give to him from 0 to 100?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't worry. It's fine.
25.
Okay, what about Cornel West?
0, because I don't know anything about him.
You have never heard of him?
No.
Okay, that's okay. Donald Trump?
Zero.
Black Lives Matter?
I don't think I heard of that one either.
Okay. The Democratic Party?
50.
Thank you. Kamala Harris?
75.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Now,
it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Cornel West, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump, Cornel West, or Joe Biden?
I think Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now let me ask you, which candidate did you vote in 2024 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
How worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Are you very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not so worried.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you two statements. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement B. Some people say that the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America affects African Americans too, and that we have to fight back against all of these attacks. Statement A. Other people say the ongoing struggle for gay rights in America is taken away from the attention needed to focus on securing the rights of the African American community. Which of these two statements do you agree with more? Would that be much more with the statement A? Somewhat more with the statement A? Much more with the statement B? Or somewhat more with the statement B?
I don't know about that one.
Yeah, remember, this one, the statement A, is speaking or is just talking about rights of the African American community. The statement B is talking about more gay rights in America and how this affects Africans in America, too.
The gay rights, I don't...
That will be a statement B for gay rights. Would that be
yes.
Much more statement B or somewhat more with a statement B?
Yes.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration is doing? Yes, a lot. Yes, some. Only a little or nothing at all?
A little.
A little, only a little, okay. And has what you have seen or read recently about Joe Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Less
favorable, okay. Would that be somewhat more unfavorable or much more unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. I want to read you some of the things that Joe Biden has gotten accomplished in his first 2 years in office. For each one, please tell me how important that is to you. One of the first accomplishment is provided $123 billion in new funds for upcoming school year, the largest ever one-time federal investment in K-12 education. Is that very important, somewhat important, not very important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Created infrastructure law, which is eliminating lead pipes and expanding access to clean drinking water for households and schools across the country. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not at all important, or not very important?
I think it's very important.
Thank you. Capped out of pocket Medicare costs at $2,000 per year.
Yes, that's important.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Invested $12 billion through Medicaid and allow people to continue to access home care and raise wages for home care workers.
That's very important.
Okay. Ketanji G. Brown Jackson was confirmed to Supreme Court, the first African woman ever to hold that position.
That's important.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Okay, now we have discussed, now that we have discussed some of the accomplishments of the last 2 years, I'd like to ask you again, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using in a scale.
I'm sorry, too. Somebody's correct. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very convincing reason to vote, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in 2024 presidential elections. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. The first reason I have is, when we come together, our vote has power. Sometimes isn't always clear how voting helps us. But when Joe Biden put the first African-American woman, Ketanji Brown Jackson, on the Supreme Court, it's because of your vote. Your vote did that. When the Democrats established Juneteenth as the federal holiday in 2021, your vote did that too. Your vote led to a $6 billion new investment into historically black colleges and the banning of chokeholds by federal agents. Your vote has tremendous power. You have the power to bring about change and protect your community. Your vote can do that too. How convincing is that to you? From 0 to 10.
I don't understand that. Zero. One that
Would you like me to repeat it?
No, that's too long to repeat. I said somewhat.
Okay, 5, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. MAGA, or M-A-G-A, Republicans are focused on rolling back our rights and controlling our bodies. They have appointed judges to overturn Roe versus Wade, pushing a national ban on abortion, and even trying to ban things like Plan B and limit access to birth control. This is an attack on women's health, but it's also an assault on our freedoms to make choices for ourselves and control our bodies. We need to vote to ensure that we can determine our own futures.
Yes.
Okay. What number would you give? 0 means that it's not convincing at all, 5 somewhat convincing, and 10 very convincing.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you now. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential election in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10.
10.
And what stood out to you the most from the arguments you just heard?
5.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just asking what stood out the most from the arguments that you just heard. So,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm not sure.
What grabbed more of your attention from what we have reviewed so far?
I think it was great, very great.
Okay, it's a very great survey. Okay, but what stood out the most for you? What do you feel, or what do you think is most relevant from we have reviewed? We talk about the accomplishments Joe Biden's administration have completed in the last 2 years. We have talked about the elections as well, how important it is to vote, and all of that. So any of that stood out for you?
No, not really.
Okay. So that's nothing in particular. Would that be right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to read you a list of ways that some people were contacted during 2022 midterm campaign season. For each, please tell me if you recall any of these campaigns contacting you in this way. Were you contacted through TV ads? Do you recall?
No, I don't.
Okay. Social media such as internet ads?
Somebody about this. Yes.
Thank you. Phone calls?
No. I just told you. Yes. Hello?
I'm still here.
And what do you need?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just performing a survey with Juanita. Hello? Hello? Hello, Juanita?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Jane.
That was my granddaughter interrupted us. That's all right.
She was just worried about you. I can understand her. All right. So, again, I was just reading to you a list of ways that some people were contacted during the 2022 midterm campaign season. So, were you contacted through phone calls?
Yes.
Radio ads?
I'm sorry. She interrupted me again.
Radio ads? Were you contacted through radio ads?
Yes.
Okay. Someone conveys in neighborhood?
My neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm all right with it.
Okay. Did someone knock your door?
No, not really.
Okay. Mailers?
No.
Text messages?
Yes.
Thank you. We're almost done, Juanita. We're almost done. I will just ask you the last couple of questions. So switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th to 11th grade? High school graduate? Some college or vocational certificate? College graduate? Tell me, please.
11th grade.
11th grade, thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widowed.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years old of age or younger living in your household?
No. All my girls are gone.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat.
Would that be somewhat conservative or liberal?
I guess conservative.
Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, what would you say? Nearly all? More than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none at all of your neighbors are white?
Half.
About half?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside the United States?
No.
Okay. Juanita, these were all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.